Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. A perk of being a motoring journalist is for sure going to car launches. Another week, another launch, and BMW did not disappoint last week with the launch of their new X2. Their mini SUV that is bigger and prettier than their other mini SUV, the X1. And before you ask, BMW doesn't want X2 to have X1's lunge, so only the X1 gets diesel and electric, and the X2 gets only petrol plants. You can get petrol, of course, in the X1 as well. The X2 S-Drive 1.8i and the M35 X-Drive. The slightly more masculine, aggressive look of the X2 and its more shooting brake style looks differentiated from the X1 nicely. The 18 is a three-cylinder, puts out 115 kilowatts and 230 newton meters and is good for the ton in a respectable 8.4 seconds and goes for 880,000 rand or thereabouts. And the bigger one is a four-cylinder with 233 kilowatts and 400 newton meters and gets the ton in 5.4 seconds and it will set you back a pretty 1.224 million with enough change to buy you a lunchbox. The M35 is pretty and quick and not exhilarating at pull-off and bogs down a bit for a car with that kind of output. And I find the weight of the power plant just a bit on the diminishing of the fun side in hard cornering. That said, if you want this as an excellent GT for the long road and as a city car of note, it is pretty flawless. Well, both are excellent vehicles. I did find the 18i the pick if I were to nitpick. On a price-benefit basis, I'd prefer to live with this one. Handling was a little bit crisper and the car was almost as much fun for 60% of the ticket to entry. The cars get most of BMW's toys, some optional, some included, some on subscription. But what I did like was the camera system. Besides the 360 and all that kind of thing, it allows for app viewing, remote app viewing, including theft recording, much like Tesla has been doing for years. The cars are handsome and the latest BMW interior architecture and all of it is a winning package. My surprise is BMW's reluctance to pit it against the marginally smaller and less sexy X1 in a head-to-head powertrain offering. I would have just let the market sort out which of the chosen models are one to be bought. Personally, I'd pick out the electric X2 if I wanted fast acceleration and a diesel for the long road, but neither will be on offer. But the excellent X1 does remain on offer, of course. And that's it for Fine Motoring with David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. FMR 101.3